Hey there! It's been a while. Yeah, it is October the 3rd, and it's nighttime. But anyway, it's been a long day for me. I'm actually in the process of purchasing a new car. That's right, I haven't purchased one in over 20 years, so it is a process, apparently, one that I've forgotten. Because, you know, I haven't purchased one in over 20 years. But I went searching through different avenues on the internet, of course. And I came across a couple of them on Marketplace, which is a Facebook-type ad where people advertise what they're selling. You know, anywhere from cars to boats to whatever you're selling, I guess, clothing, tools, you know, you can sell anything on that thing. But so I was looking through Marketplace, and actually I was looking for a bigger car, like a V6 or a V8, but still an older car, just because I still like the older cars. I like the keys. But, you know, so I was looking, and a lot of Cadillacs caught my eye. The CTSs, a couple of the Mercedes, Chrysler 300, you know, a bigger car, because currently I drive a Nissan Sentra, and it works. I've had it for 20 years. It still works. There's nothing wrong with it, but I can't get it to pass smog right now because I made the mistake of, I guess, getting a new battery a couple of weeks ago. And now the O2 sensor, I think it's called. Yeah, the O2, the carbon, the oxygen sensor, yeah. It is not readable, even though everything on the car passes, because it's not readable, that sensor. It cannot pass the smog test. So I've already paid to register the car, the $168, and then I paid, of course, for the smog test, and I paid. And I'm told, well, you still can't get your tags until you can drive your car about 5,000 miles. I'm like, what? They go, yeah, you got to do that. It's called a drive cycle. Now, like I said, I had no idea that just because you get a new battery for your car, that all of a sudden it's not going to pass smog. So, okay. So I'm currently stuck in smog hill, I guess, because I can't get it to pass smog. Unless I drive like about 5,000 miles. It makes no sense to me that I would have to spend that much money in gas and keep getting on the freeway and put all those emissions in the air so that it will kick in the sensor on the car. Because, you know, apparently whenever you switch out a battery or disconnect the battery, I guess, it tends to reset the sensor. And now you got to drive for it to be reset. So, okay, I get it. So, back to the car I've been looking for. So anyway, so I figured, okay, well, in the meantime, I need to buy myself another car. Why not? I've spent all this money on court stuff. I've spent all this money at the doctors. Spent all this money at the dentist. And short of buying myself a TV set about, I guess 4 years ago, whatever, for like $200, you know, and I bought myself a little laptop for $300 about 2 years ago when my desktop had a little virus, so I just had to buy a laptop real quick. But I really haven't bought myself anything, so I decided, what the heck, I'm going to buy myself something. So been looking at cars, and well. Oh, hang on, I'm going to take a swig of coffee here. Yeah, late night coffee, it's the best. Yeah, I'm back. So anyway. I'm due to purchase something for myself, mainly because I'm due. You know, I keep giving everybody else money and paying for the things I have done or need to get done. And so I just thought I would treat myself to a new car. and a bigger car, one that's going to be a little more comfortable, but I don't want to spend a bunch of money on the car. I want it to be just something I can pay for and be done with it. You know, I don't want to get stuck into monthly payments. And I don't want a new car. I want a new car for me, but basically an older car. So anyway, yeah, I found a car, I think. But it may not turn out to be the car that I'm going to get to be having or ends up being the car for me. I don't know. I found the car on Marketplace on Facebook, okay? And for 3 days, I spoke with the gentleman selling the car, and I'm like, I can come to you and just leave my car there if need be and come pick it up later if I decide to purchase it. And he's like, oh, no. Okay, well, it's 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, I don't want to look at a car at nighttime. So then it was like, okay, I'll bring it to you. And then if you purchase it, you can give me a ride home. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. But then again, it got to be late at night, and I don't want to purchase a car at nighttime. I want to see it in the daylight. So finally, today, the car showed up 10 o'clock in the morning. And it didn't quite look like the pictures, first of all. Yeah. You know, it's just like when you date somebody on the dating websites, they just don't seem to look like the pictures they're posting. But the car itself, you know, it kind of, I mean, it's a black Mercedes. It's a C-Series, I guess, is what it's called, a 240. It's a 2002. So, yeah, it's an old car, but it still looks really good, at least in the pictures it did. Then it shows up. It still resembled it a little bit, you know, from far away. But then when it pulled up in the driveway, I'm like, I don't recall seeing this dent in the picture or that dent in the picture in the very front, right where the Mercedes emblem is. Apparently, he goes, oh, yeah, that happened last week. Somebody, apparently, while I was at the store, they backed into it or something. I don't know. They must have had a truck. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can bang that out, whatever. And if not, it's not too horrible to look at. But, yeah, it definitely was not in the pictures. So then I get on the outside, and I'm looking around the car, and I see that the back tires are completely bald, so I clearly will need to replace those, no doubt about it, if it ends up being my car. So, yeah, back to if it ends up being my car. So then we get in the car, and I'm going to take it for a test drive, and I notice that the inside where the gear shift is completely out of the, just laying there, and I'm like, did somebody switch out the gear shift and forget to reattach it? What is this? He goes, oh, yeah, I can't seem to get it to go back on. I'm like, okay, well, I guess if need be, I can always purchase another gear shift. That'll be about $77. Okay, so I'm thinking that, you know, and then I noticed that there's dirt all over everything. He goes, well, my daughter's been kind of driving the car. I'm like, well, yeah, because it looked really clean in the pictures, you know. That was part of why I wanted to see this car. yeah, it's a process. But then I finally agreed to perhaps purchase this vehicle. Hang on just a second. I'll be right back. Okay, so yeah, I'm back. I had to snag some more coffee. But anyway, okay, so I decided to go ahead and purchase the vehicle despite everything that was telling me not to purchase the vehicle. You know, like, well, maybe not. You know, I can wait. And so I agree to drop the price, the person selling the car decided to go ahead and drop the price a little bit more. He was selling it for $39. I'm like, no, that's not going to work for me because really, truly, I'm going to have to do this repair, that repair, what have you. So he agreed to go down. I took him down to $3,000, and we shook on it. And so then I had to give him a ride home. So I give him a ride home. And then I get the car back home, and I detail it, make it look all clean and pretty where it might have resembled that picture a little bit, you know, and clean the wheels, and it looks better. But yeah, after it got cleaned up. It definitely kind of started to look like the picture. But then I decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take it over to AAA and do that title change, because I was going to actually go get the tires first. But I'm like, no, I better get it transferred to my name first. So get there, and the first thing AAA tells me is, okay, so here, okay, the car's registered till da-da-da-da, till next year, so you're good there. Okay, I need the smog certificate. And I'm like, smog certificate? But it's registered until 2020, you know, September 2020, a whole year from now. And she's like, yeah, but whenever you transfer titles, you have to have another smog certificate. I'm like, well, I just smogged my other car that couldn't get smogged. You guys are my insurance company. And remember, I can't pass smog because I bought a new battery from you guys. So right now I'm in smog limbo with that car. So I bought this car. So why do I got to go get it smogged? And she said, well, because that's just what happens when you buy a car, whether it's, you know, from a private party or whatever, even if it's registered, it because it's biannual or whatever, because it gets smogged every other year, right? Right. I understood that part, but she's like, going, so the registration's good, but he shouldn't have sold you the car without giving you a smog certificate. So this is good for 10 days. You have 10 days to get the car smogged, or else you have to give the car back and get your money back. Like, oh, shit. So there you go. I had to call the guy and say, don't spend that $3,000 just yet. Because apparently I need to get this car smogged, and it's your responsibility to do it. And, you know, I took it actually to the place where I get my car smogged, and even though the other one didn't pass, I decided to go ahead and give it a try, and he couldn't even get the hood to open up because that dent that's in the front, right where that emblem is, apparently is also where the latch to the engine is. And I did see the engine. I mean, I looked at it this morning. It looked okay. But, yeah, apparently it makes it difficult to open the hood. So I had to fix that. And then I noticed underneath the steering wheel that that whole bottom piece holding everything in there, all the controls and everything, was just kind of dangling. I'm like, oh, gosh. So I screwed all that up in there. Readjusted, yeah, the lever on the hood. So now I can pop it open. But the gentleman, I guess, is going to show up here tomorrow morning. And I told him he needs to take that car to go get it smogged. Otherwise, he needs to hand me back my $3,000. Because, you know, it may only be $3,000, but still. You know, if I can't drive the car, if I can't transfer it over in my name, there's no sense in my keeping it. Right? Right. So we're, I guess, going to see what happens. But I'm hopeful that somehow, some way, it passes the smog, and then I can transfer it over to my name. And then after that, go buy it some other repairs that it's going to need. Because, you know, it was only $3,000. So clearly, I expected some repairs on the car. And it is a 2002. It has 150,000 miles. That actually has 45,000 miles more than what my car has, and I have a 2001 Nissan Sentra. So this is only a year older than my car, but it looks okay. It's clean. Just, you know, it's a Mercedes, so it's a whole different animal. And the key, oh my God, the key, if I need a new key, it's like $300. Unlike the key for my car, which is $3 at Lowe's. But it's a pretty car, and I think that, yeah, if I can get this transferred over into my name, I can turn this into, you know, at least a nice little extra car to go strolling down the boulevard in on the weekends or something, you know? Yeah, buying a new car. It's a process. Ugh. Okay, well, once again, thanks for listening to my rambling, my ranting, rambling rants. Yeah, I will definitely, of course, let you know whether or not I end up getting to purchase this car. I just don't know if I'm going to get to purchase it yet or not, but I'm hoping to. But, you know, who knows? Maybe I won't get to. But right now, it's sitting in the driveway. Bye for now.